Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about something called a life estate. A life estate is where somebody hands over the ownership of their property to their inheritors, to their children, for example, but they still have the right to use it as long as they are still alive. Mishnah says, HaChotev Nechasav LeBanav. Somebody has a document written giving ownership of his property to his children, but he wants to keep on using that property as long as he is alive. Sarich shichtov mehayom ulahar mita. He has to write in that document that he's giving it from today and after my death. Seemingly two languages that contradict each other, but the understanding of it is it becomes the property of the children right away, but the father holds on to the right to use it and to continue to gain from any produce that it benefits from until the point that he dies. If it doesn't include from today, then you'd think that the gift takes into effect after death. And a gift that takes effect after death is not a gift, because the property at that time is already property of the heirs, of the inheritors. Once the moment of death happens, the person doesn't possess it to give it away as a gift. So therefore, it would be meaningless. It goes into regular laws of inheritance. So therefore, it has to include both of these statements in order to avoid regular inheritance kicking in. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosei Omer Eino Sarich. Says Rabbi Yosei, you don't need to include the clause of from today in the document. You don't need to say mehayom in the document. Even if you just include in the document where it says le'ahar mita, that it's going to take place after death, that doesn't imply, says Rabbi Yosei, that it's going to be gifted after death, and therefore, like we just mentioned, it would be null and void because you can't gift something after death. But says Rabbi Yosei, even if you write le'ahar mita, but you have the date on there. The date implies that you're gifting it from today, that you're giving a gift from right now with respect to the property itself from today, but until after death, possession is going to be kept by the father. So the Rabbi Yosei says, you don't have to include that line of Mehayom. Continues the Mishnah, HaKotev Nechasav LeBno LeAhad Moto. If somebody writes a document giving possession of his property to his son after death, that means he could use it for that time being while he's still alive, like we described above. Ha'av eno yachol limkor mipenesh shehen ketuvin laben. The father doesn't have the right to sell the property because the property has already been gifted to the son. So the son owns the property, so the father can sell it. Ve'haben eno yachol limkor mipenesh shehen birshut ha'av. And the son also does not have the right to sell the property at that time because they're within the possession of his father in some way, because the father has the right to use them until he dies. Machar ha'av mechurin ad shemut. If the father sold them, he didn't really sell them for good. Rather, he only sold them until he died. He sold the right to use the property and the produce for his lifetime. But once the father dies, the property and the produce both belong to the son. And machar haben in lalokeach bahin kelum ad shemut ha'av. And if the son sold the property while his father was alive, the buyer has nothing from the property until the father dies, because the right to use the property and its produce stay with the father until he dies, and the son cannot sell those rights. So therefore, only once the father dies does the property and its produce go to the buyer. Other laws about this type of arrangement: when a father gives property to one of his sons but keeps the rights of produce during the lifetime. Ha'av tolesh u'ma'achil l'chol mishirtzeh. As long as the father's alive, he could detach produce. Let's say there's a field and there's produce. He could detach it and feed whoever he wants to. As long as he lives, the produce belongs to him. U'mashihiniyach talush harehu shel yorshin. Any detached produce that he left on the property at the time that he died belonged to all of his inheritors equally, not only to the son that he gave the field to. So just imagine he gave this field to one of his sons, that he had that arrangement of the mehayom ulahad moti, from today and after my death, that type of arrangement, that living estate, life estate that he created. But then there's produce that he detached from the property and was left there in bundles at the time of his death. So we say that produce that he detached from the ground, they become the father's property, not the son. So when he dies, they go into regular inheritance and all of the children would inherit them. But any produce that was still attached to the ground at the time that the father died is still part of that field, and he gifted that field to one particular son, not to the rest of the inheritors. Now we'll talk about a person who died and didn't leave any instructions about his property and how it was to be distributed. The children are not allowed to use the money at all while it's still in the estate. It has to be divided amongst the children, then they could use it for different needs. If the father died and he had older sons and younger sons, the older sons are not allowed to clothe themselves, buy clothes at the expense of the younger sons. In other words, let's say everyone says, all right, while the money's still there in the estate before we divvy it out, let's all go buy clothes for ourselves from it. We say that wouldn't be fair because the older sons who need more material when they make their clothing will end up using up more money from the estate, and the younger ones who need less material will use less money, and therefore things are unequal. And the younger sons aren't given food from the undivided estate with the older sons because the younger kids need more food and they need more expensive food. So therefore it wouldn't be fair. If everyone fed themselves, the younger kids would have ended up spending more than the older kids. Ela holkin beshaveh. Everyone should divide the estate equally. Everyone takes his clothing and his food allowance after he already has received his share of the property. Now we'll talk about whether wedding expenses are paid from the undivided estate. That's before the distributions happen to all of the inheritors. Nasu ha-gedolim, if the older sons married after the father passed away, and they paid for the wedding expenses from the undivided estate, Yisua Ketanim, then the younger sons are also entitled to get married and have their wedding paid for from the undivided estate. Amount of money equal to that was spent from the older brothers would be put aside, sort of like an escrow. We have to think about that for the younger sons' wedding expenses, and then the rest of the estate is divided equally amongst all the inheritors. If the older sons married while the father was alive and the father paid for the wedding expenses at that time, and now the father died and the younger sons are not married yet, and they say, we want to also marry using funds from the estate in the way that you got married using father's money, and shomin lahem, we don't listen to them. Ela mashinatan lahem avihen natan. Rather, whatever their father gave to them for their wedding while he was alive, he gave to them. But now that the father's dead, everything falls into inheritance. And you can't say that they should also have their wedding paid for. If their father wanted that, he should have stated that before he died. He should have given them a gift before he died to pay for their wedding. The only way that they could pay for their wedding from their father's estate is if their brothers did after their father passed away. But if their father was living for the older brother's wedding and he paid for it as a gift, but he never gave a gift to the younger sons, then they have to just take their inheritance, whatever they receive, and use it on the wedding. They can't use the undivided estate.